Deputy General Secretary of the NDC, Kwoku Anyidohu, has described as barbaric the killing of MP for Ibuakwa North GB Dankwidu by unknown assailants. He said though the NDC and the MPP have different ideological backgrounds, they share in the common values and vision of a prosperous Ghana. In an interview with Radio Ghana, Mr. Anyidohu asked the security agencies to fast-track investigations into the murder of the MP and bring the perpetrators to book. He spoke to Ibrahim Kwarten.
Shocking, unacceptable. And if you consider the way we are hearing that it happened, is very, very, very disturbing. We want, as a party, to commiserate with the family, immediate, extended, and also to commiserate with the MPP as a political party. It's unfortunate. We give the MP and pray for him to have a safe passage to the land beyond. But we pray that God will protect us and that the culprit, especially, will be found out.
Kwoku, these are early days yet, so it will be premature to ascribe reasons for the death. But then you also find some political commentators who would try to read political meanings into it and try to point fingers unduly. What message do you have for such people?
I refuse, on behalf of the NDC, to taint this unfortunate and barbaric death with politics. So I will not go on that. And all I will say is that as a political party, the NDC is not happy about what happened. We commiserate once again with the family, extended family, and our colleagues there. We will not go on any political tangent. Let the law enforcement agencies work. Let us be able to fish out the culprits or the suspects, and let us get to the bottom of the matter, because this is barbaric and unacceptable.
This development has thrown shivers down the spine of many, especially in the run-up to the November election. What advice do you have for other stakeholders in the country's security on what to do to avoid such barbaric acts?
It's not about just us politicians. It's not about just us public figures. It's about even you. Because even you interviewing me, who knows who will come after you for interviewing Kwoku Anyidohu? Who knows who will come after you for interviewing an MPP member or a CPP member? So all of us politically must watch and make sure that we protect ourselves the best possible way we can, according to the dictates of the law. Let's not take our personal security for granted.
Others think that the MPP and the NDC usually are at each other's throat. But then in times of this, it is clear that the two political parties, no matter the differences between them, are one in terms of morality. What message do you have for people who think that the MPP and the NDC have been born never to see eye to eye with each other?
Well, that's a question of conjecture, because you and I know that it's not true. We all believe in the destiny of Ghana, except that we have different paths we are walking on. It doesn't mean that we are enemies. So there's no enmity when it comes to us being friends. It's just that we have different paths and different political ideologies. All we're hoping is that together we can mourn our late brother, just as President Mills was mourned by the state. Let us continue to keep what unites us rather than keep what divides us.